Steve Simpson joins me in the newsroom this morning. In the studio, I should say, from the newsroom this morning with the story that is making news and breaking news.
Yeah,
breaking news from WCCO.
That's right, John. 3100 West River Parkway. It is the Minnehaha Academy. There is a report of an explosion and a building collapse. We are seeing pictures from Chopper 4 where there is, in fact, smoke rising. Fire crews are on the scene. The good news is we don't see a lot of activity as far as, you know, a lot of cars in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're in summertime. So hopefully that is some good news. There are some people gathered on the grass outside of the building. Again, this is in the 3100 block of West River Parkway. The cross street, John, you're familiar.
That's
this
the original
is your neighborhood.
That's the original Minnehaha Academy campus. And now I believe they have two campuses, but that's the original one. My granddaughter attended summer school classes there as recently, I think, as last summer.
Okay.
Because they do have summertime activities that are going on there, most definitely.
Yeah, no question. And like I said, it's not, as we're looking at these pictures that are coming to us, there is obviously not, there are not a ton of cars. But there clearly appears to have been some sort of an explosion here, because as we're looking at some of the windows that seem to be blown out, this isn't just a fire. This is an actual collapse of part of the building.
Ah.
So we are actually seeing some windows that appear from, again, how we're looking at this, to have been blown out. So this is not just a fire. This is much more than just a fire. Again, we have no idea as to if anybody's been injured. It doesn't look like there is a massive presence of ambulances there. Again, that could indicate some good news for us here.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are obviously fire trucks on the scene. And again, this is the Minnehaha Academy in the 3100 block of West River Parkway. We should mention that our Adam Carter is headed to the scene, so we'll get more information from him as soon as we can get it. There is some fire burning in the wreckage here. Again, this isn't this building is large, as you know, John.
Yeah, it covers the better part of a block there.
I would think so.
Yeah.
And this is the other strange thing about this. This is in the middle, from what we can tell, this is kind of in the middle of the building. You know, there's a piece of it that is rounded in the front.
Right.
There's a round part. It's right near that. So that round part is still there, but it's kind of behind that where we're seeing some of the fire that's burning, the smoke rising, and this wreckage, this absolute wreckage behind it. So the whole building has not been destroyed by any means, but it is kind of in the middle of the building. There's a hole, from what we can tell, kind of a where this might have happened. So, again, kind of hard to tell with this picture that we're seeing. Again, we're getting this from Channel 4's helicopter, Sky 4. And it looks like, again, there is still some fire burning. You know, you can't speculate, John, but you can certainly perhaps draw a conclusion that this could be something having to do with gas, you know, natural gas or
right.
something. But as you can see, John, and now you're seeing those pictures along with me, they're calling it a building collapse.
Yes, it does appear to be literally in the middle of the building.
Yeah.
And if it's you're seeing it, we're looking at it from the 46th Avenue side here, where their football field is on the 46th Avenue side. The campus extends all the way down to West River Parkway. So we'll continue to watch this and get an update as soon as Adam Carter checks in from the scene and can describe what's going on. Firefighters are on scene. And they've got ladder equipment all the way to the roof of the remaining part of the structure. But again, it occurred just a short while ago on WCCO radio.
Breaking news from WCCO.
It is 10:51. Steve Simpson back in the CCO newsroom. Let's get you updated on this situation that we've been following for the last several minutes, a building structure fire and a building collapse. It's at Minnehaha Academy in the 3100 block of West River Parkway. It is, of course, a school building caused by, and this is from Minneapolis Fire now, and we kind of speculated on this just a few minutes ago. Minneapolis Fire is speculating that it was caused by a possible natural gas explosion, according to their Twitter account. That makes sense to us because the pictures we have been seeing suggest that there that the windows were blown outward. This isn't just a fire. There was certainly a collapse, but it looks like there was an explosion. And, John, we can also report this now. According to Minneapolis Fire, one fatality has been reported here. And there are people trapped, or at least potentially people trapped beneath the collapse. Crews are extinguishing the fire and searching for victims and doing extrication. So this is an ongoing rescue effort, again, in the 3100 block of West River Parkway. And again, just to set the scene, this is, as we've been talking about, a very large building. For those of you from South Minneapolis, you've driven past it perhaps a block or so long.
Yep.
It's an older structure, brick building. And the explosion, or what we believe to be an explosion, happened pretty much in the middle of the building. So there's kind of a hole where the building would just be, you know, one continuous structure. There's kind of a hole right there in the middle, and that's where the fire is, and then all of the windows around it kind of blown out. And so that's what we're dealing with. But again, Minneapolis Fire now reporting that there was at least one fatality here, but there are others that we understand are being searched for in this rubble. So clearly an ongoing situation. Again, our Adam Carter is headed to the scene, and we'll bring you more information as soon as we can get it. But we'll keep an eye out for this. And again, the other question that we've had is, are there children present?
Right.
Were there children present? We don't know that right now. We're working on that to try to figure out who could have been in the building. Certainly, schools like this have year-round presence, but were there children there or were they not? We just don't know.
Perhaps people doing maintenance, things of that. We'll find
exactly.
Yeah. It's, I know that, as I mentioned before, they do start some summer school classes there, a great opportunity for children from around the area and beyond. But, I think those would have been earlier, in the summertime, probably immediately after the school session, when they still have staff and the access there.
So. And again, if in a situation like this, if in fact the building was full of people, adults or children, there it seems to us that there would be a larger ambulance presence than there is. There are certainly fire trucks on the scene, other first responders, but there's not there aren't as many ambulances perhaps as there would be. Again, that's not to suggest that there aren't people trapped, because we understand from Minneapolis Fire that, in fact, there are some people trapped, and we wouldn't know the extent of their injuries, and we have one fatality. But past that, we just don't know. So we're kind of in a holding pattern here, but there is still a fire. Last check here, there was a fire still burning kind of in the middle of the building there. So we'll continue to follow this for you, John, and bring you the latest as we get it here. And again, as soon as Adam Carter gets on the scene, we will get him on the air with us.
Breaking news from WCCO.
It is 11:03. I'm Steve Simpson, WCCO News. We are following the breaking news from South Minneapolis, where an explosion and building collapse has taken place at Minnehaha Academy. This is in the 3100 block of West River Parkway. Our Adam Carter has just arrived at the scene. Adam, just to make sure that we both have the same information, Minneapolis Fire is reporting one fatality, and there are, according to them, some people that may be trapped. Is that what you're hearing, and what can you tell us about the scene and what you're seeing?
That's what we've heard, Steve. I have the same information that you do from Minneapolis Fire. I just got here right off of West River Parkway. I'm right on the edge of the Minnehaha Academy campus. We're roped off, as you can understand. There's a large Minneapolis police presence, Minneapolis Fire here. I can kind of smell the smoke. I can't directly see the building that was affected, but it's been roped off. And there is obviously a large emergency presence going on here. A police officer, a University of Minnesota police officer, greeted me as I showed up here, and he told me to stay back because the area wasn't secure yet. So I'm not sure exactly what the situation is, if it is indeed a natural gas explosion, whether or not that gas has been shut off, and that situation has been contained. But there is obviously a large emergency presence here, as you reported, as Minneapolis Fire is reporting. One person has been killed, and possibly others in the rubble of this collapse. Building. Not sure yet which building on the Minnehaha Academy campus it is, but I can say there's a few students milling about too. I asked a couple of the students whether they were in there. They were not, but they're obviously concerned over people that might be in that building right now. So we're on the scene, and I'll be here as long as need be to find out what's going on. And once we get some kind of confirmation from media on the scene, I'll bring it to you. I've moved a little bit, and I see there's some stretchers just kind of on standby away from the building, waiting to see if it's needed. And now I can kind of see the top of the building here, where clearly there's a significant damage to these red brick buildings, classic campus of a private school that you would imagine. And I can just see over the top of one building that there is a significant damage to the top of another part of the building, so obviously I'm looking at that part of the damaged building where the explosion occurred. But I'll wait for some official word on site here, but again, one person apparently killed in this explosion and building collapse at Minnehaha Academy, and the search continues for others. Steve?
Okay, Adam, we can also say Minnehaha Academy tweeting out within the last 10 minutes or so that this is this explosion happened at the upper school. So for those familiar with Minnehaha Academy, that's what is affected here. Again, one of the questions is who might have been in this school. Channel 4, our friends over at television, just had a witness. His name is Stephen Jackson. Spoke with Jason DeRusha, Stephen Johnson, rather, just a few moments ago.
It was pretty loud, and there was a lot of flames, and it kind of just looked like the building, like, blew up like a bubble.
Could you believe what was happening? This is your school. These are potentially kids you knew who were inside that school.
Yeah, classes haven't started, so I don't think many students were there. If they were, I think they would just be one or two, just a few of them.
And Stephen, we're hearing reports from neighbors that they can smell gas. We've also been told that gas possibly hasn't been shut off in the area. When you were so close to this area, could you smell that? Could you smell the gas at all?
Yeah, we smelled the gas when we were on the soccer field, and then a bunch of cops came and told us to get off. So now we're all just standing with a bunch of parents and teachers that are going through this too.
When you go to the field, do you go inside to use the locker room area, use a gym area to change? Do you know if there has been any construction going on at the school, or maybe who other than teachers and staff would be in the building at this time? Do you know the answer to that question?
I wouldn't know who else would be in the building, but I know that there was construction going on, and we don't go in the building at all.
And again, the construction is certainly something we've seen from a number of sources at this point, that there was construction. Also, we can tell you that within the last minute, since we chatted with Adam Carter, who's on the scene, Minneapolis Fire has tweeted out that the fatality that we have been telling you about, that they have been telling us about, that fatality is now not confirmed. So perhaps there hasn't been a person killed in this. But again, an earlier tweet said that not only was there a fatality, but that other folks could be trapped in the rubble. Again, this is at Minnehaha Academy on in South Minneapolis in about the 3100 block of West River Parkway. Again, a large old brick building that if you've driven in that area, you've seen it before. And there is basically in the middle of the building, of that kind of block-long building, that's where the damage is. There is still smoke coming from the location. Firefighters, as we mentioned, are on the scene. And our Adam Carter is as well trying to gather new information. But again, they're calling this a possible gas explosion at Minnehaha Academy. We will continue to update you, bring you the latest as we get it. And we'll check in once again with our Adam Carter as soon as possible. WCCO News Time is 11:08. All right, thanks, Mike. Right now, 78 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Again, repeating the top story that we'll continue to follow up this hour, the building collapse and what apparently was a gas explosion at Minnehaha Academy in South Minneapolis. John Hines back with us, of course. John, yeah, you are very familiar with this area because you grew up here.
Two blocks from there. Yeah. Two blocks away from there. This is the north campus of Minnehaha Academy. Again, about two blocks south of Lake Street. The other campus is considerably further south on 46th Street and 46th Avenue. So this is bounded by, say, 32nd Street on the south side, about 31st Street on the north side, and then it goes from the West River Road and reaches back, if you include the football fields. And we're seeing a lot of shots from beyond the football field or the soccer field now, the 46th Avenue side in South Minneapolis.
So there is basically, and again, we've been trying to describe this, there is a hole, basically. And when I say a hole, I mean the building is blown out from front to back, right in the middle of the building here.
Right.
So just to give you kind of an idea of just the damage that's been done here. And there's also that rounded part of the building that I remember seeing as I've driven by there many times. That's basically where the damage is. The rounded part of the building is still there. But basically everything behind that has just been blown apart. Again, let me just update you on the text we got from Minneapolis Fire. They had said earlier that there was one fatality. They have since backtracked on that and said that fatality has not been confirmed. So you might be seeing some tweets and some other, you know, texts or whatever from folks. There is no confirmation on that fatality. And also Minneapolis Fire says that they are looking for those who might be in the wreckage. But from all indications, John, this certainly wasn't a full building by any means. It's summertime. Whatever was happening here, the other thing that we have heard from some eyewitnesses is that there was a smell of gas, and perhaps there was a little bit of time to get out, that people knew they were smelling gas, something wasn't right, so they got out. So we're kind of hoping that that might have been what happened here, which is why perhaps we don't have more people injured or killed than maybe we do.
Yeah, indeed. You know, and if you look at that building from the riverside, you can see that it's been added on to multiple times. The campus, so over the years, there are some parts that are more forward towards the riverside, where you'll see along the West River Road, you'll see some parts of it that have been added on. So we are still, Adam Carter remains at the scene. And we are hoping to find out if, in fact, I get a confirmation that there were no sessions, school sessions going on. There were not school children in the building. We know that others, as you said, thought they smelled something.
Yes.
And used that as an opportunity to leave the building before that explosion. So just to see how that all comes together there.
This is such a large building, and even if there was a class, and again, we don't know how this works, but even if there was a class, they wouldn't have necessarily been in that part of the building.
No.
Because we simply don't know. So we don't want to pass along any information that we just have no information about. That is something we don't know, how many people might have been in this building at the time of this explosion. Again, a possible gas explosion is what Minneapolis Fire is calling this, and then what they technically term a building collapse, but it's basically the collapse only came from the explosion itself, from what we can tell from the pictures we've been seeing, and our Adam Carter, who again is on the scene, and we hope to get back with him just for him to kind of give us an idea of what he is seeing on the ground there.
I just spoke to Kathy at the Dunn Brothers there on Lake and West River Road, and she said that they could feel the explosion. What's that, about 5-6 blocks away?
It'd be actually just about a block away.
Okay.
So. Yeah. Yeah, just about a block away where the Dunn Brothers Coffee is on Lake Street. Yeah, because this is on 31st Street, so that's one block south. And then I think they're a block west of there as well in that neighborhood.
There is no question, as you look at the damage here, that this was certainly felt for at least a few blocks, you would think, because the damage here, especially to a building of that size and of that the structure, you know, again, this is all brick and it is just blown apart, basically. Again, not the whole building, not even most of the building, just a part of the building. A little section in the middle there is what sustained the damage.
And we're seeing when we get the aerial shot, the overhead shot that we are being is being shared with us from, I think, Sky 4.
Yeah.
When we're seeing those overhead shots, we are seeing we are getting a look at what looks like the things that would have been on the roof originally, the vents, that part of it that had originally been a part of the roof where the heating and cooling, or the cooling may have been.
And the live shot we're seeing now clearly shows a fire, a very small fire within the rubble. And that would obviously suggest that fire has some fuel that's coming to it somehow. That is very indicative of gas, right? That would be the gas that is fueling that very small part of the fire. You also notice, John, that they aren't putting any kind of water on that fire, because that would be pretty much futile if, in fact, you've got an open source of fuel there, in which case, you know, which would be the gas, the natural gas that might be basically spilling out at this point. So
the latest I hear is that there's three unaccounted for in this collapse. There was a soccer practice going on either just prior to that or on that soccer field that is on the west side of the building. But the latest report that I'm seeing is that three unaccounted for. Now, I don't know what that means in terms of those that have been accounted for, if they were injured or what. But there's three people that remain missing at this time.
One of the things we have to be that are always tricky with these situations is, as you said, just because they're unaccounted for now doesn't mean they aren't someplace safe. They could have gone home, and it's just they haven't. Someone has not been able to get a hold of them. This is, again, the upper. We should mention this, too, John. Minnehaha Academy tweeted out about 20, 25 minutes ago that this was only affects the upper school. Is that what we're looking at here?
The northern one. Okay. Yeah, the one that's to the north on 46th and the River Road.
Yeah, three unaccounted for, as you said, John, and let me see here. I think we have Adam Carter, who is standing by, and he's ready to go with us. So let's get back to Adam
Before
Carter.
We go to Adam, too, just on that Minnehaha tweet. If you do have someone to pick up, they're saying to go to Edmond Boulevard. So if you have a family member in the area and you need to get pick them up, Minnehaha Academy is saying to go on the on to Edmond Boulevard.
Edmond Boulevard.
Otherwise, the area
is
pretty close. So
that's the road that parallels the West River Road through that area. So probably still beginning at about 32nd Street.
All right, let's get to Adam Carter, who rejoins us from the scene. Adam, what can you tell us?
Steve, I made my way up to East 31st Street and South 47th Avenue. I'm just about a half a block away from where the explosion occurred, and I can still see plenty of flame and crews dousing the area with water. Judith Lease lives literally across the street, and she's with me now, and she told me she felt the explosion. Obviously, Judith, take me through what you felt and what happened.
The explosion blew open all the cupboards in our house. My hearing is affected. All I saw was things shooting out from Minnehaha Academy towards its athletic field.
Can you tell me what's been going on there? They've been doing some construction. Is that right? Do you have any idea what kind of work has been going on at the school?
No, I don't. The police have said to me right now that they believe it was a gas explosion.
Just take me through that moment again. What were you doing and what happened? I mean, obviously you felt it and you said your hearing was affected. What did you think had happened?
I was seeing someone in my private practice. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. And it was, of course, shocking. You don't know what's happened exactly. And the person that I was meeting with saw out the window exactly what happened. My back was to it. And I immediately went and called 911.
And the person you were meeting with, what did they say? They saw a flame shoot out? Is that what happened?
No, first thing you saw was intense smoke and debris. And the fire you actually did not see until a couple minutes later.
Did you come out after you called 911? Did you come out to see what had happened? Did you see anybody running around or anything like that?
Yes, I saw. There happened to be, I believe, some teenagers on the athletic field, and I noticed that they had run to the opposite end of the field. And all you really couldn't see much because there was so much dust in the air, I'm sure, from the explosion. But yes, I did come out immediately, as did most of my neighbors.
Judith, thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it. Judith Lease, who literally lives right across the street, obviously felt and heard that explosion, blew her cupboards open in her house. Significant impact, significant explosion here. And now we're just wondering what kind of damage there is, not only to the building, that's significant, but what kind of injuries were sustained by people who were in that area. We just don't know yet. We're hoping to get some kind of information from firefighters on the scene. We're trying to determine if there's a media checkpoint where we can find out some more information. But obviously a significant event that shook this neighborhood literally this morning, Steve.
Adam, as you made your way over to that area, 31st Street and 47th Avenue, did you see any damage to any of the nearby houses? It's a very residential neighborhood. Any indication that there was damage, any windows blown out or any such thing there?
I'm in that, I'm about as close a residential area you can get to the explosion site, and I'm just kind of eyeballing the houses around me here. I do not see any telltale signs that these houses were affected, but I don't know if that's confirmed, whether some of these houses did lose some windows or not. Just don't know that yet, but I'm fairly close to the explosion scene, so no signs of significant damage here in the neighborhood.
All right, Adam Carter, check in with us again here in just a few minutes. We appreciate it. Adam Carter on the scene. We can also say that the reporting now is that three people, as we've mentioned, are unaccounted for, so we'll keep track of that total. And the fatality that was reported earlier is they backtracked on that. That is not confirmed. Let's get to another eyewitness who is on the news line with us, Greg Hendricks, who joins us. Greg, thank you for being on with us. Tell us where you were when this happened this morning.
I was about a block away and in an apartment building, and the explosion was so loud, everyone ran out of the building. And so I was one of the first few people down. I ran down there. And what happened was there were workmen there. And so the back of the building, in kind of there's a hallway between one of the office sections and the gym. And so, and then the other side of the hallway is the main part of the school. So it was the back of that hallway that exploded. And there was a workman on the ground, and he was not moving even when the police first got there. So there, the front of the building, that hallway, it was just the windows were blowing out. And the section next to the explosion area, those windows were all blowing out. And so I did not smell any gas, but that's what assuming it is because the workmen were there.
Greg, you said when you arrived, you saw people running out of the building. Were there great numbers of people running out of the building?
No, there wasn't. There wasn't people running out of the building. There were other workmen running into the area, and then the police got there. And they ran into the area.
I see.
So, Greg, you said you live, what, about a block away, did you say?
Yeah, exactly a block. I live on Lake Street, and the school is a block away.
Okay, yeah, because this is on 31st and West River Parkway. And when you said you heard, you actually felt the concussion, too, you said, right? I mean, you could feel it.
Yeah. Everyone came out of the building wondering what went on. You know, it felt like it was right next door.
You're saying everybody came out of your building, you mean? The apartment building that you live in. I see.
Yeah, just out of concern of what happened.
Yeah. Do you have any idea to know? I mean, because you're so close to there regularly, do you know what would be happening there normally on a day like this, on the second day of August? Obviously, school is not in session, but we know that there were kids there.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of times camps, basketball camps in the gym, but I don't think at all that there was one going on because none of the young kids were outside.
That's what I was going to ask you. So you didn't see any of them, right? Yeah.
Nope. And what the activity is, I think there's staff people that just there getting ready for school. There may be students there for summer school. I see a couple, three, four kids with backpack a day this time of year walking by my place. But I think the good news is it looks like that most of the damage was in a hallway, and other than the windows blowing out to the section next to it, it didn't look like the main parts of the school were affected other than some windows blowing out.
Greg, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Thank you for getting in touch here on WCCO. You have a great day. Thank you. Let's do this.
Yeah, you're welcome.
There was one report that I saw that there were about a dozen young people in the gym, but it was said to be isolated from the area, from the explosion area.
And that would make sense from what Greg was just talking about, kind of describing this, because we keep wanting to repeat for those just tuning in, the whole building was not leveled by any means. It's a section. It's a kind of a middle section of the building. So you could have very easily been in many other parts of this building and gotten out even after the explosion unscathed.
Yeah, the building kind of is a rambling, meandering sort of a thing with, you know, sections that have been built on and added. You can see anybody in the area who's been by the building, you can just tell from the different styles of brick that have been used over the years, because the original part of Minnehaha Academy dates back, a good many years to the original campus, when there was only that one campus in the Twin Cities.
So again, what we know at this hour, three people unaccounted for. The one fatality that we had reported earlier is not the case, at least for right now. That has not been confirmed anyway by Minneapolis Fire. They initially said it was a fatality, but then they backtracked on that. But right now, the rescue continues. The rescue crews are continuing to look for those folks either in the wreckage or perhaps just away from campus. Maybe they got out, they went home, they don't have a cell phone, whatever. Sometimes these numbers can be tricky. So we hope for the best for those three. We've just seen a tweet from Mayor Hodges. She has been made aware of the situation, says she is in contact with firemen on the scene and her fire chief, of course. Police are in the area as well. And again, if you had anybody there, either an adult or a child there, you're being told, I guess, to to make your way down to, what's the street, John, that we said?
Edmund Boulevard. It's the street that runs parallel to the West River Road at 32nd Street. There are some Metro Transit buses there, apparently like sort of a waiting area that have been used for a waiting area for people who are waiting to contact family members. If you are a family member arriving at the Minnehaha Academy campus, this is the North Campus, the upper campus, as they refer to it, the one closest to Lake Street, then Edmund Boulevard runs parallel to towards West River Road, West River Parkway.
I gotcha. So 32nd Street, Metro Transit buses will be there.
Yeah, that's the street that is actually on the southern edge of the building, as a matter of fact. So apparently there's access all the way there that's not cordoned off.